The Truma Sedeshin addresses povidla, which is apparently some sort of a jam made from cooked berries, which she describes as being cooked until they dissolve. So the Truma Sedeshin starts off saying that it would seem that they should remain Borei Pri Ha'etz. However, then he deduces from Rashi and the Kitzur Piskei HaRosh that the dates only retain their bracha of ha'etz when they're made into trima because they are only somewhat crushed but not entirely dissolved, and therefore this pavidla where the berries are completely dissolved should become shahako. The Truma Sedeshin then contrasts this to the case in the Gemara of humlisa, which is candied spices, and there they're pulverized, and nevertheless they retain their bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz. And the Truma Sedeshin proposes that perhaps, since it's common to make humlisa out of these spices, that's why they retain their bracha, as opposed to other fruits, such as these berries used to make the pavidla, which are usually eaten whole. This implies that even a fruit which has been pureed and dissolved retains its original bracha if it's usually eaten in this manner. The Truma Sedeshin concludes that this svara is not conclusive. It's not necessarily conclusive that this pavidla should be shahako. However, safek brachas lahakel, so it's better to say shahako than Borei Pri Ha'etz on pavidla.